This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. By the magic of that interweb thing, anyhow, really, truly, honestly, we pre-recorded this session or this hour because I'm getting on a plane to D.C., so hopefully we'll have a ball and CPAC, or maybe not so much. Might be a wash. I don't know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just that I have it, write it down. You're going to need it eventually anyhow. Right, a lot of good stuff going on in the news today, and I've already hit most of it. But all right, this is the Jesse, what is it, Juicy Smalls, or whatever his name is. And you know, I usually grab these things off of Campus Reform, but I couldn't really find one that I liked, and then I came across this one. You know, with all that stuff going on in Chicago, and the guy lies about it, right? And now somebody decides to go out and start talking to some of the kids about it. And you find, and some of you already know this, okay? I get it. You already know this. And some of you, talking to the kids about this, I was floored. And I really shouldn't be. I get it. But I was floored at the responses we were getting, or they were getting. I was floored at what they were looking at as the reality of why this actually happened, why the guy would do this. And even when they were informed that he, you know, that it was because he was trying to further his career, get more money, it didn't seem to bother them, because ultimately he was simply trying to bring light to a situation. He was talking about something, putting something out that already existed. So I know how long-winded I can be on some of these things, which is why I'm going to play the interview and do what I always do, which is comment on the interview, which you know, if you don't like it, I'm sure it's a baseball. No, not baseball. I'm sure there's a sports game on somewhere. You know what I mean?
Jesse Smollett, however you say it, did a fake hate crime. What do you think about that?
See, I mean, we got to look at both sides here, right? Like, he wanted to show a problem in America, so that's why he...
No, you misinformed little man, you. No, He was cheating on purpose. He was trying to get more money for himself.
Did it? But obviously his approach, like, because people found out, like, that approach, you know, did not work. It actually did the opposite of what he intended. Right?
Because there wasn't an approach, and he didn't intend anything but to get more money for his show.
I think it would have been better if his story kind of checked out and people didn't find out it was a fake hate crime.
Well, I mean, if people didn't find out it was a fake hate crime, then they'd believe that this is a, you know, it's demonstrating a problem in America.
Jesse Smollett is a faker. Do you agree?
100%.
It's messed up what he did.
I know. I can't believe that. I mean, I had a feeling, but ridiculous.
You think he should go to jail?
No, I don't think he should go to jail. I think he should face repercussions. I don't know about repercussions, but I don't think he should go to jail.
He almost, like, started, like, a race war almost. Right?
But
and like an anti-gay...
Who did it?
Yeah, his friends that he paid.
Yeah, so where was the race war?
He said it was white people that were Trump people with red hats that said this is MAGA country and put a noose on his head.
There already is a race war, so maybe he's adding fuel to the race war. What's that? I don't agree with that, but I don't think he should go to jail for it.
It's not my say to say whether he should go to jail or not, right? It's up to the court, up to the U.S. government. But what I do think is I do think everyone should know about this, that he messed up like that, because that's what you should get when you...
Well, listen, young man, the problem is that everybody knowing about it, getting it out there, getting it out with the CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, the problem is all those commentators keep talking about how, you know, he was simply bringing, or some even think he was set up, but I don't know how you set up when you write the check, when you do the job, when you hire the people to beat the crap out of you, but I guess that's being set up, too, in their world. The world is 180 degrees from ours most of the time. But, you know, he brought the... I wouldn't say he started the race wars by any stretch of the imagination. But here's a black gay man who accused two white MAGA-wearing hat guys of pounding on him and true hate speech. And I know you've heard this a million times. I know the story's a little old, but it's not really old. You know, this is going to continue on. When you think that the youth, the people walking the streets, the kids on campus, don't really know what went down... This will continue on, and nobody will challenge them. When one of these kids bring up his name and say, well, look what happened to him in Chicago, somebody needs to go, yeah, that was fake. Even the news, bro, it's fake. And that's how they should bring it in. We can't keep letting this stuff go. We can't keep allowing them to get away with this. I don't know what we're afraid of.
When you lie like that, right, and you are faking this entire situation, right? So I think people should know.
Jesse Smollett, fake hate crime. It's very important. Please.
I have a question about this. People are making such a big...
Now, I obviously I've already listened to this a couple times. This young lady has a problem with the fact that when white people do it, they get away with it. When black people do it, we make a big deal out of it. And most of the time, sad to say... Right? When white people do it, we should make a big deal out of it. And we do. Now, she's obviously referring to the white cops that shoot the black young men and things along those lines. But the reality is, look, it doesn't matter who does what to who. These things are wrong, period. No matter what color you are, they're wrong. No matter what race you are, they're wrong. But as the police chief said, the black police chief said, to use one of the worst symbols of hate, right, to prove a point or whatever you're trying to do, I don't know, get more money for yourself. How dumb and ridiculous is that? How hateful in and of itself is that? What if somebody grabbed that and ran with it and said, you know, we can't trust these white folk anymore, and in that particular neighborhood started whacking off white folks? A little scary, wouldn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break, and I mean a lot more. If you can handle it, we'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, part of this, too, that people need to understand. By the way, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots of happening up on the website. You know, what people need to understand with this, Jussie Smollett issue, is that this wasn't just... remember, he failed the first time. He failed by writing the letter. He got no love, if you would. He got no real response, so he kept amping it up until he got what he was looking for. Until he got the attention that he was looking for. But here's the problem. Chicago police now say that they have much more evidence that he staged a hate crime. You know, where is CNN, MSNBC, ABC? Where are they going to go now? Don Lemon, are you still going to scream that that this is real? All he did was bring attention to a real thing? Because it wasn't real. It didn't happen. He paid people to beat him up, even though the police chief said, hey, let me just put this out there. First and foremost, there's a presumption of innocence here. Until he has his day in court, there is a presumption of innocence here. However, everything that we have doesn't corroborate his story. I don't want to eat the, I'm not going to eat the whole hour up on this, but I am definitely going to eat up some time on this. Because the left, think about this, they're playing down this lying. They're playing down the kind of what this guy could have caused, what could have happened. Just like they're playing down sticking up for life, right? Aborted life that didn't quite happen that way. And there's a good chance that you could save it again. All of that doesn't mean anything to them. It's just making sure that they keep and maintain power. I think a lot of this stuff is just a distraction to keep us away from it. So we're listening to the response of some college kids that really don't get what took place.
I know so many accounts of...
Oh, I was explaining this young lady is looking at this from a white point of view. White people do this all the time and they get away with it. Why are we making a big deal out of it when a black man does it? Well, white people don't get away with it.
If he were to fake it and like the consequences that he should go through, but I know so many accounts of like white people in history that have faked something that a black person has done to them, and it was never this like serious to people. I just have a question as to why this is like such a big deal.
Well, we're pretty divided right now as a country politically. We're very polarized, and it seems like he did this fake hate crime in order to promote his own career and kind of become like the ultimate victim.
It's one thing, you know, think about this. If crime was running rampant in this neighborhood, white on black crime was running rampant in his neighborhood, and he couldn't get anybody to pay attention, and he's a celebrity, he does something like this, I don't know. I'd have to really think about how serious of a crime it would be in my mind. But he's... he did this to get recognition, to get a bigger paycheck. Apparently $100,000 per episode, not enough for him to live on.
Like he's a gay black man. And
yeah, where's Pelosi and AOC when you need them? You know what I'm saying?
For those two reasons he was attacked, that was kind of the narrative he was pushing. So I think he should be held accountable. I agree that there are times in the past where maybe historically bad things have happened to people that didn't deserve it. And I think this actually marginalized.
I'm sorry, this guy talks way too much, but he's part of the interview. I don't want to take him out of it.
This is those kind of stories. And this actually kind of waters those down and makes them less in the spotlight and less, you know, important in a way. I think this is actually really bad.
Putting a black person on a flyer and saying faker, I get what he did was wrong, but I feel like black people are always the ones to be put on the forefront for doing bad actions. Not saying this was right at all, because I get what the message was. So that was so...
So we want you to call out nasty things, but don't be nasty while calling out things. So don't remember, we did this story a couple of years back. I should have gone and grabbed it, which is the on school campuses. There were many schools, colleges across the country that were saying, look, from now on, you can't tell what color the man is. So when you call the dorm and they say, some guy just broke into my room, well, what did he look like? Well, he was tall and he had curly hair and he had, rosy red cheeks. I don't even know. How would you explain it? What color was he? Oh, sorry, we can't take it. He was a black guy. Well, don't I didn't hear that. Didn't hear that. We're not allowed to take the color. He was a white guy. I don't know. Can't listen to that either. We can't take the color. You're not allowed to ask color. Isn't that great? I mean, wait. It'll get worse. Maybe we won't be able to tell the gender either. How can you misgender somebody? But what makes you think it was a guy? Because he looked like a guy. Well, what's a guy look like? You don't know that. You don't know what he identifies as. Maybe we'll send the hate police over to pick you up. What do you think?
The message behind it was positive. Execution wasn't. But I just feel like so many white people do bad things, and they don't get put on the
floor. Which message was positive and execution was bad?
Well, the message that gay people are being attacked and the anti-Trump, I'm so for. I'm so for anti-Trump rallies. I'm so for that. The way it was executed, though, staging this was awful because people have to deal with this every day. And, like, for him to even put himself through that hurt was... So, I don't know what was going through his head during the time.
There are injustices. There are racial issues.
What was going through his head? More money. That's all that was going through his head. It wasn't to bring attention to racial injustice. It was strictly money.
Our tensions that are obviously very high. But I think doing a fake hate crime like this that was so planned out is, like, way worse and more polarizing and, like, way more divisive. But isn't that way worse than putting a picture of the guy who did the fake hate crime with Faker on it?
Because he didn't hurt anybody besides himself.
But we don't know that. You know why we don't know that, lady? It's because he took the police away. He took the detectives away from doing their job. He pulled resources away from helping people in the community. You don't know who might have been hurt, or for that fact, not hurt by what he did. So don't say, you know, he didn't hurt anyone, it didn't affect anyone else. You don't know that. And until you do, I don't think you can say those kind of things. Matter of fact, again, if you file a false police report, it's against the law. It's really that simple. You don't need a college degree to figure this one out.
Well, I mean, the whole country thought that there were people in Chicago that were out there pouring bleach on people in the middle of the night saying this is MAGA country.
There are people out there doing that. Maybe it's not getting publicized. Maybe it's not.
I think it's getting publicized.
Well, it's slowly getting publicized, but there's so many hate crimes.
The media looks for this, though. They love this.
Yeah, this. I'm sorry. We need to pray for this young lady. She is just so lost. Yeah, there are hate crimes going on out there. Yeah, it's nasty. Yes, it's disgusting. But you just ignore it? That's basically what you're saying. Is just, you know, just it goes on all over the place. We don't call out the white folks. Why are we calling out the black guy? Because in this particular case, the guy was black. And yes, are you serious? Do you want to go down a list of white folks that created that? Committed hate crimes and were called out for it? It just depends on what you're focused on now, doesn't it? Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. I want you to hear what the young people are saying.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a resolution to block President Trump's national emergency declaration.
He declared a national emergency at the border so he could pull funds, mostly from the military, to build a border wall after Congress turned him down for the money. Democrat Barbara Lee says the president is out of bounds.
This emergency declaration is a blatant attempt to subvert the Constitution and get around Congress's sole power of the purse.
Republican Michael Burgess urged lawmakers to vote against this challenge to the president.
Allow the president to do the job he was elected to do and secure the southern border.
The resolution next goes to the Senate, where questions are growing over whether the president's action is constitutional. The vote in the democratically controlled House was 245 to 182. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor a harumph. Harumph!
You watch your...
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us and that you're involved in the conversation, as you are. You know, we are talking. I know we shouldn't be giving them all this time, but I want you to... The problem for me, or the irritant for me, on this Jussie Smollett thing, is listen to the young people and where their mind is at with this. That should, I won't say scare you, but it at least should upset you, right? You need to speak to your young people. You need to speak to your nieces and nephews, grandsons, granddaughters. You need to do this. Take a listen. Now, this fellow's out on a college campus. He's interviewing, or not so much interviewing, but he's asking people what they think about this, young people. And I'm really, truly surprised at the answer. Maybe not surprised.
The star. But they don't love it for the everyday average human being that gets hate crimed on them. That's not over the media all over the time. So, like I said, he's a star, so that's why he's getting so much publicity.
Did you hear about the redaction and that it came out that it wasn't true?
Yeah.
It wasn't true. You didn't hear about it wasn't true? So basically the thing that happened with the Jussie Smollett thing, uh-huh, came out, you got arrested, it was fake. Do you think there's a problem with fake hate crimes, and what does it do to people who are victims of real hate crimes?
I mean, it makes them feel worse, because, like, if that really happens to them, that's horrible.
Yeah.
And, like, he's fake, that's not good.
I agree. You guys think you should go to jail if he gets convicted?
Yeah.
Me too.
I definitely agree. That's the wrong way to get attention.
And the media is dividing us, and they jumped all over the story. They tell everyone gets mad, everyone gets riled up and mad at each other, and it turns out it's not true, and it's like that emotional reaction still happened, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and great to see some of these. Now, this is in California. This is on the UCLA campus. So I am surprised that there's even a few of them saying, no, man, this is wrong. This is not the right way to do this.
That's the problem. And the media's trying to keep us apart. They're trying to tell everyone, oh, we're all far left, we're all far right. Realistically, we're all pretty much in the middle, I think. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Maybe Trump's not that bad. Come on back. Hey.
You know what? Some of these kids, you can't see the video, but some of them are Trump supporters. And they've got to be really careful as to what they say here and what they do, because you know what happens. You know what goes on with this.
Justin Smalling, fake hate crime. Do you want one of these flyers to have?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything you like about Trump that he's done so far?
No.
What about, he's helped minority communities a lot since he's been in office. People don't really hear about it. Prison reform, that was really good.
That wasn't just his plan, though. That was like, I just don't, I'm going to say no. I just don't like Trump at all.
North Korea is better than it was.
I'm going to still say my no on Trump.
The economy's better.
I'm going to keep my no on Trump.
No.
Yeah, you know what? I want you to hear this. I want you to don't just let it blow by going, okay, this is another one of those clips he's playing. But listen to him. He's telling her the great things Trump has done. She's not interested. She doesn't want to hear it. She's just not interested. And that's the programming that's done to your kids when they get into college. At least that's what I believe. And unless you stop giving them the money. Hey, you want to go to that college? That whack joint left wing college? You're paying your own dorm fees. You're paying your own this. You're paying, whatever. You need to decide what it's worth to you. Think of the years that child is going to have to go through deprogramming once they get all the garbage in there.
He passed an executive order that puts $800 billion into the retirement pockets of minority communities. It's like $1 trillion.
Sure.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to still say my no.
Yeah, I don't care if he's helping black people. I don't care if he's helping regular people. I don't care if he's helping up minority. Yeah, I just don't like the way he talks. It makes me feel bad.
I think he should come around. Give him a chance. There's some good stuff he's doing. He's not a perfect man, but he's doing some good stuff.
You know, I'm going to still say no on that one, but I appreciate, you telling me that information. I didn't know.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for doing that.
Check it out.
Yeah, I'll check more into it.
I think we should give this guy a chance. He's going to be president.
I'll check into it more.
President for 6 more years. I think we should give him a chance.
I hope. I'm praying not.
To be a journalist, you have to look into things.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the media. It just, you...
I want you to, this is UCLA, people. they are about as far left as you can get, and yet we're finding little drops of common sense on a UCLA college campus.
Rather than promoting an agenda, actually promote the truth.
Exactly, and we're seeing this with Covington, with Kavanaugh, and the way they treat Trump. Do you agree? I tried to sneak in the way they treat Trump and Kavanaugh in there.
Okay. To be honest, Trump has done so many bad things, but it's like, it's easier to believe all the bad things that he's done, which makes it more, like, just easier, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah.
Easier what? To hate him? I mean, again, you start looking at that, it doesn't matter what you do right. You're swallowing what the media is telling you on a regular basis, and you shouldn't. Anyway, I always appreciate the time. I'll play another couple seconds of this. But again, listening to these students, they don't care about the truth. I mean, some of them do. But the majority of them don't, especially that one young lady. Here's what he's done for your community. This is what he's done for dollars. This is what he's done for jobs. I still hate him. Still don't like him.
Well, the media has negative coverage, 90% negative coverage for Trump, and his approval rating is right around 50, which is actually higher than Obama's during the same time. So do you think the media is kind of trying to push this false narrative that Trump's divisive and polarizing when in reality he maybe he's not a perfect man but doing his best?
I think, personally, I don't like Trump. But I know people who are Trump supporters, and they're not. It doesn't make them a bad person. I don't.
Wow, doesn't make them a bad person, man. You should be teaching some adults that. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. On the View today, or maybe it was yesterday. The Meghan McCain again. I'm not a big fan of Meghan McCain's, but I get the biggest charge out of when she fights those people back on The View. I don't know how she goes there every day. I'd have to shower before, during, and after. You know what I mean? Because I wouldn't want anything, maybe some of what's the black lady's name? Whoopi? That can't be her real name. Anyway, maybe some Whoopi cooties would fly across the table if she was yelling at me. I'd have to, again, take a shower after every conversation. But there was a whole bunch of eruption going on there on the set. It turned into complete chaos when co-host Meghan McCain got worked up over abortion laws, interrupting her colleagues repeatedly, forcing Joy Behar to intervene. Well, please. Joy knows everything. Of course she's going to intervene. So Senate Democrats blocked a Republican bill that would have threatened prison time for doctors who failed to try and save the life of an infant born alive. And that's during a failed abortion. Now, conservatives are wondering why Democrats were embracing infanticide, because that's what it boils out to. Listen, when the baby is born, umbilical cord's cut, the heart's still beating, that baby is on its own. That baby has its own life, its own rights. I mean, there shouldn't be any question about that at that particular point in time, right? McCain, the most outspoken conservative on The View, wasn't happy about the situation and said it. And she talked about how extreme the left had gone. If Democrats want to win an election going forward, are you going to be party to late-term abortions? The party of infanticide, McCain said. And her colleagues tried to drown her out. She said, let me finish. This is well out of the mainstream of where Americans are at. McCain then tried to, then tied it to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC as we refer to her. She recently questioned if people should keep even having babies amid global warming concerns. McCain said the 2020 presidential candidates who blocked the abortion bill were trying to appeal to Ocasio-Cortez. I've had a few of my Democrat friends call me over the last day or two and say, man, we're screwed. Trump's going to be president again. I said, well, I don't know if I believe that it means we're screwed, but what makes you say that? And they'll tell me point blank, AOC, the abortion thing, all this stuff. We just can't get our act together. Let me tell her side, Bear said. Megan, let her tell her side, please. McCain said it's just disgusting, calling it infanticide before Hostin was finally able to explain herself. The bill that the Senate Dems blocked yesterday was to provide medical care for infants who survive failed abortions. So those babies should be left on the table to die, said McCain. See, they can't respond to this. Because if they say it's a baby, right, now they're admitting to that thing. That thing is a life. It has rights. Oh, my God. How do we do that? You know what I'm saying? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. I got a couple of quick stories to hit. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and long and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Oh, that was music from the 70s. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was music. Yeah, whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Be engaged. Get involved. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. You know, it's the only way we're going to change anything. The way we're going to change is for you to get involved and for you to get engaged and to make something happen. So, again, we were talking in the last segment. I want to finish this up. We were talking about how, I mean, of all people, Meghan McCain is fighting for the rights of conservatives. And, well, I wouldn't say just conservatives. She's fighting for the right of mothers everywhere. Kids everywhere. How's that? That's even better. Because She's on The View, and, you know, millions and millions of people. And I would imagine, you know, Christian women watch that. All kinds of women watch that. Probably all kinds. And, yes, I know some people say, well, how misogynistic you're saying that only women want. Well, look at, I haven't talked to any guys yet that watch it or admit to watching that show. So she is fighting, you know, she's there fighting those four liberal peoples about a baby born alive and saving its life. Right? And when you look at what's going down and you look at, and they're so afraid that their right to have an abortion is going to be taken away from them, they're willing to throw a baby under the bus. They're willing not to stick up for the life of a human being. Now, one of the liberals, Hostin, I guess is her name, said this is a tough topic. She said, I think, but in terms of the bill that the Senate Dems blocked yesterday, my understanding is that the reason it was blocked is because Dems felt that there wasn't need for a new law because it already required that medical care for infants born alive need to be provided. She said, it's already there. The bill was already in. Well, you know what? She's a little off on that. And here's why I say this. Why do we need more gun bills? It's already covered. We already have laws. We have plenty of laws restricting gun sales. Right, gun ownership. Right, most of that stuff is covered under the Second Amendment. Why do we need more laws? And frankly, no. The bill that they all signed on to, this is really funny. In 2000, I think I did this in an earlier segment, earlier show. But the bill that they all signed off on in 2002 was called the Born Alive Infants Protection Act. Right, notice no abortion. They signed on to this at 100%. Which is hilarious. The Dems did. Look it up. In 2002, it was the 107th Congress, H.R. 2175. So in 2019, when we put a bill forward, right, Senate Bill 130, it's called the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, as opposed to the Born Alive Infants Protection Act. You see the play on words? Are we serious here? So a botched abortion that leads to a living, breathing, feeling human being has less rights than a Born Alive Infant Protection Act. What they don't like is that the doctor, if the medical people don't act to save that life of that human being, they can be brought up on charges. That's the part they don't like. Because then you're calling it a human being. Oh, my God, that could be a problem. They're going to force, at some point in time, they're going to force the Supreme Court, God bless, I hope they do, into coming down with a ruling as to what a human being is. Even though they shouldn't. It's not their job to do that. Now, they're saying it's because they didn't need new law, but they have no problem passing new laws over old laws on a regular basis. They don't really change anything. McCain did try to respond to the woman, but Behar said, enough. Behar said, enough with this. We got it. We're going to go to the Kardashians. We're going to start talking. Well, you know, there's a lighthearted conversation, right? Let's move it on to the Kardashians. How exciting is that? I mean, seriously. 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate your time. You know, it is just watching what's going down with the Dem Party. You know, I believe more now than ever before, that the Dems are exploding. Okay, they're just out of control exploding. So get a kick out of this. You've got a fight going on with the border wall, and I don't know what the big deal is. Again, in the past, they have fought for these things. They've gone for these are laws that they voted on. Right? Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Over the next few days, we're going to be at CPAC. It's one of the biggest gatherings of conservatives. I hear that President Trump is supposed to be there. Vice President Pence is supposed to be there. And It's just going to be crazy. Some of you who've been listening to the show for a long period of time, you know what it's about. You know what it takes to put it on. And you're actually at the mercy of others. You're at the mercy of, you know, the technicians there, or the technology there, if you would. The other thing I think is just amazing is the last time the president came through there, the last time they were clearing that place, when you talk about Radio Row, you have a clear path to all these broadcasters. And they do that on purpose, obviously, so that when they bring people in or bring the names in, they can just sit them down and move them from desk to desk to desk. But this is hilarious because they come in, they know you're alive in a lot of cases, and what are they doing? They're screaming at you. Get up, get out, now, move it, right? They're clearing away for the president. They're going to clear away for security. And they come in with two or three massive sheepdogs. I mean, not sheepdogs, German shepherds. And they have uniformed Secret Service men. And that's why we go there at night, the night before. I mean, giving you a little bit of insight. And what I'll do probably tomorrow night, too, is I will, if we can't broadcast live from there, I will use my phone to show you what's going on and what's happening there. You know, behind the scenes as everybody's setting up. But it is a big deal. It's a big undertaking. And I want to say privileged. I don't want to say privileged. Oh, my God, I might get in trouble for doing that, right? But I am privileged, truly. This is, I think, my 13th year going back there, or my 12th year or something like that. And when you do that, you know, you kind of, it's kind of nice to see the changes. And the people running the place, it's kind of nice, too, because they've seen you there. They see that you come up on a regular basis. And they bring you some special people. And I always shoot for the B list. I know I'm just rambling here to a degree. I want to give you an idea of why I go after the people I go after. You know, John Bolton would be great to get him on. Right? But here's the, everybody has him on. And I always say the same thing. It's the same questions. It's the same questions over and over and over again. And he's used to it. Right? But when you look for the, forgive me, the B players, right? Atheists for Trump. Gays for guns. You've got, transgenders for Trump. It's where I met Deontay Johnson. So when you go after the B-listers, if you would, then you get the real, I think, my personal opinion, you get the real grassroots people, the people that really are there because, you know, they're not trying to make a name for themselves. They are trying to get their message out. They love the time that you give them. It's a little more shortened. We only give them, you know, 8 each. But you really get to see these people that are coming from all over the country and sometimes all over the world. One year we had the French, if I say the French press there, you're thinking of coffee, but we really did. We had a French crew there that was filming, and I asked them during one of their breaks, I said, what's the big whoop? I mean, this is Radio Row. What's the big deal? He said, I'll tell you what the big deal is. We don't have this. We're not allowed to do this. You guys speak against your government, your presidents, and so on. So it was a big deal. And it kind of brings home again. You start going, wow, freedom of speech is not everywhere like I thought it was. Hey, always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. Won't be taking any calls or anything over the next few days because we'll be live from CPAC. You know, wish me well. If you're there, come by and say hi to me. Seriously. A lot of our friends are there. God bless you guys. Have a great rest of the day. Seriously.
So you want me to sing my praises? Is that what you're saying? Why should I? Well, I'm a master legislator. I am a strategic, politically astute leader. I am leadership is recognized by many around the country, and that is why I'm able to attract the support that I do, which is essential to our election side to serve.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?